Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
So I love Aaron Nola. Let me get that out of the way first. But the reports of like him possibly commanding $200 million, like, that's fine.
You know? Good luck, buddy. Godspeed, pal.
Go get that money.
He might, though.
He could. He might. No, I mean, it's not unrealistic.
Like, when you look at the free agent pitchers, like, other than Shohei, who's obviously just his own, in his own class, his own thing, like, there's no one. I mean, there are some older guys, like Scherzer is a free agent and stuff, but, like, there is no one even in Nola's hemisphere when it comes to age and accomplishment in terms of a long-term contract coming. Like, he is going to, I mean, if I were him, I would not sign a contract now either. I think it's incredible. Like, go to the market. I'm not surprised by it.
No. And I think he might get it. Like, he might. Durability, good.
Great. You know, durability, great.
Durability, great. But, he, you know, good to great.
You worry about the wear and tear and all that, for sure.
Yeah. I'm just saying that I got no interest in paying
that
in
money.
Well,
that thing too, though, to that point, though, you're right. Like, especially with the way that, you know, I think baseball teams value Aaron Nola more than baseball fans do. Like, we love him and all that, but baseball teams look at what this guy does year after year after year after year, and the metrics and the advanced metrics, all that. And I think he's viewed in baseball's, like, teams view him as one of the better pitchers in the sport. He's going to get paid like it.
Yeah, I actually think, you know, we're obviously been very, like, Dombrowski's been a godsend, but I think waiting this long has been a mistake. You know,
I agree.
If you wanted to, like, you should have got it done as one of your free agents, you know what I mean? Like, before Darvish signs, you know, to get the Nola thing done, because now you're kind of screwed. I mean,
you really should have been looking to it last. So I know there was a lot going on and all that, but, like, last offseason was the time you should have gotten this contract done.
Because now it's like, okay, well, he's definitely, there's no, unless you're paying him what he wants, like, there's no reason for him to sign right now. So, you know, we'll see. But if the rumors of $200 million, like, I just, here's my thing, and it's not anti-Aaron Nola. I understand the value of Aaron Nola. He's a good pitcher. But in a year, they're going to have to pay Wheeler, and I'd personally rather pay Wheeler. I know he's getting a little bit older, but I just think his stuff is going to age really well. And I know Nola, you would think, ages better because it's 92 and not 99, but, like, I've seen Max Scherzer age incredibly well. I've seen Justin Verlander.
Also remember Wheeler too, didn't have the wear and tear through his, you know, late 20s, his early 20s that other pitchers did, because he was hurt so often. Like, he has not pitched close to the same number of consistent innings year after year that a guy like Nola has.
Right. And he's more effortless. I mean, Wheeler is an effortless 97 to 99. So I want to pay him, and he's probably, I would pay him $200 million plus. Like, I'd be fine with that. But at the same time, you know, we have Painter, we have Ranger, we have Tylan Walker under contract for the next couple of years. You have Griff, you have Mick, and we'll see what they turn into. But when you have, like, that kind of stuff coming through the system, at some point you got to trust what you have and not having to, like, keep paying for the things that like prior performance in a way. So this could be Aaron Nola's last opening day start. Now, if he comes back for, I would pay him 160 to 180. I think I would
You would do the Rodon contract, essentially.
Yeah,
Rodon got what, 162? I think that's a very fair contract. Yeah,
but I'm not, like, the $200 million. Like, I just can't. I'm not.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
So this could be his last opening day start. Hopefully, you know, he goes out, you know, and dominates and has a great, like, last season here. Just wild that we're kind of at the point now where we could be seeing Nola's last year. I mean, we might have already seen Reese's last games.
Yeah. Now, no, that's crazy to think about.
I actually think that, you know, now with the Nola $200 million possibly going to free agency contract talk breaking down, I just continue to believe that this is only increasing the chance that Reese comes back. Because I think they had made a choice in their head of, like, we're going to pay Nola, not pay Reese. But now it's like, I think Nola's going to walk. So maybe we can bring back Reese on some kind of deal. But we'll see. We'll see. But either way, like, I saw the $200 million. I'm like, I can't do it.
Yeah, and again, it doesn't, like, if you had asked me to predict what I think he'll get, it'd be like 182. You know, I think that's the right number based on what the market's going to look like, assuming he has another, you know, Aaron Nola type season. He's going to get paid, and I'm with you, man. Like, I can't go there. And even then, like, I would give him the 6160, but I'd still be nervous about it, you know, in the way that, to the point we just made, I mean, he has been incredibly durable and put a lot of innings on those arms, and you feel like, yeah, maybe he's just one of those dudes who's going to pitch to 38 and never really have any issues, but and at some point, you have to assume that those miles, those innings are going to catch up. You know, it's, you know, how many pitches does he have in that arm? So, I would love to have Nola back. If I were, you know, it's the day before opening day right now. If I had to bet one way or the other, I would bet he's gone. And I just think that's by far the most likely outcome. And it's a shame. But I also think it's, you know, depending on what the contract's going to be, it's a smart move by the Phillies. So we'll see how it plays out. But I definitely feel like this is likely to be his last year as a Philly.
Yep. But let's not let that get in the way.
How about he goes out with a World Series title, Jack? How about that?
Everyone goes out like Burl in 08, man. That's right. Everyone goes out like Burl in 08. Although I think if he goes out and they win the World Series, I'm pretty sure they're just going to pay whatever.
Like, yeah, well, then it's a whole different story.
Yeah, they're just going to pay whatever it takes. So, it all starts tomorrow. And, you know, it's going to be so weird seeing DeGrom in a Rangers uniform.
Oh, my God. How about Bruce Bochy on the bench? Like, that whole game is going to be weird.
Yeah. And there's, like, you know, Simeon second years. Like, the Rangers are a decent little team.
Simeon and Seager is about as good an offensive double play combo as there is in the sport, without a doubt, actually. Yeah. I mean, they got some dudes there. And they did go out and beef up the pitching. And Adolis Garcia. And they got some, like, Texas, I still think they end up like an 80-win team or something like that. But there is upside on that team. And look, at least they want to win. And they're spending money. You know, credit to that owner. You know, we certainly see enough teams, I don't know, one in our own state who just is like, yeah, we're not going to spend any money. You know, so that's what it is.
So I mean, Rangers, Yankees is not like the easiest kind of.
Not at all, dude. Now you get a little bit of a break with Rodon out to start the season, Severino out to start the season. Those guys will be back in a month and a half, whatever it is. So you'd rather get to. You get Nestor. I agree. Trust me. You know, as our Nestor in our fantasy baseball league, the WIP because league,
and let me just address this early. Can I just? I'm not doing it again. Like, I just, it's every week before James's draft, I get the text message of
Fritz guys.
Hey, I got my fantasy draft coming up on Sunday. Can you send me your list of Fritz guys?
Guys. This is a key thing. And the hit rate, you know, especially when we're talking about pitchers, like Jack, really, it's become a pitcher's list. But when we're talking about like the under the radar pitcher guys, the guys who are going in the 14th round, but end up being a top 10 pitcher, like, Jack is freaking elite at this. Like, Jack is so good at this year after year. So I asked for the Fritz guys list because it's a damn good list and I want to win in fantasy baseball. But this year.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But we had a draft on Monday in our WIP league, and like four of my guys went right ahead of me. It's like, are you serious? Like, first, like, you can have some of them, right? You can have whoever. Yeah. The fact that you had the stones to take Jesus Luzardo is the most disrespectful. It's the meanest thing you've ever done to me. It's like the
it's the only one in all caps on his Fritz guys list. He's got all the guys, and at the very top of the list is in all caps Jesus Luzardo.
Dude, he pitched to a 1.8 in the second half last year.
I got him in my other league too.
I got him 10,000. I think I got him. I put 10 to win a grand on him to win Cy Young.
Wow.
Like, I think he's going to be unbelievable. I mean, that whole Marlins staff is just stupid. I'm glad we don't have to face them as much.
Love Emmer Cabrera. That dude's nasty, too.
Oh, my God. I love him. And they have Yuri Pereira. He's coming next year. Like, I mean, obviously, Sandy is still Sandy. And sadly, Nick Maton is not here to destroy him.
Amazing. Like, amazing we're not mentioning the name Sixto Sanchez, which is a shame.
Yeah, but, which stinks. You know, bring him back. Come on back, buddy.
I'll take a shot on him.
Yeah. So, so Seltzer took like 8 of my pitchers that I had circled.
It's your own fault. Sorry.
But obviously, Nestor Cortez, I love, like, he's the Yankees version of Ranger, where it just, like, stuff's not overwhelming, but, like, just gets out and competes. Like, I there is nothing I love more than a get out and compete guy. And that's Nestor Cortez, and that's Ranger Suarez. So, but anyway, that's next week. So we open, we go Nolz deGrom, Wheeler. Nasty Nate, another one of my. I'm excited about opening day, but Wheeler Eovaldi is personally,
that's
for me.
Fritz. Yeah, right.
Yeah, there. Yeah. I have believed in Nathan Eovaldi since he was a Marlin. Like, me and him go so far back. I drafted him every year when he's a Yankee. Red Sox kind of broke out. So
shocking. The guy who like annually has the highest average fastball velocity is someone who Fritz is in on. I'm shocked by this. I'm shocked.
And if he didn't have a qualifying offer, I would have been begging the Phillies to sign him. Yeah. So we'll see. And then how about Falter as our game 3 starter?
Why? Do they want Walker against the Yankees? Like, it doesn't make sense to me. Why would they not line it up to have Walker in that spot? Do you think it's because they wanted to get the lefty in between the righties? Like, give Texas a different look, maybe?
Oh, we're talking matchups week one.
Why would you put Falter in a Walker?
I think with Walker being in the WBC, I think they wanted to give him an extra little
okay,
bit.
Well, that makes sense. I was just looking for a logical reason. You know, Billy Falter is the 4 starter right now, not the 3. We all know that. So.
And then we got big game match Strom.
Let's get in it. And I want to get into a bunch of stuff here with the lineup and all that. Again, opening day tomorrow. But the Strom thing. So they signed Strom and we're all excited because, you know, the dude was a bad starter, but they turned him into a reliever and oh my goodness, look at this. The guy's an elite left-handed reliever. This is great. Injuries. Now Matt Strom's starting games for us. And look, I like the versatility of signing the guy knowing that that's an option with him. And again, it was not long ago that he was a starter. Was it 2020, 2019? Like, it's not like he's been, you know, that far removed from it. But I mean, he failed at it. He signed the guy to be a reliever, and now he's starting game 5 for you. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, but what you're not factoring in, James, and this is
Caleb
very, very
Gotham involved.
No, is that he's a Philly now. So everything works out. I don't know how you could
that's
say
that's our new mantra. Everything works out. Yes. What did this start?
I don't know how you can possibly say he hasn't been a starter for years when he made one start in 2021. So he started he started 16 games in 2019 to a tune of a 4.71 ERA.
Okay. So, not great.
Not great. But here's the thing about Matt Strom is that like all he has to do is give us four innings.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
just get through the lineup twice.
Yeah, just give him
not
four
even
innings.
Once and a half and we're good.
Yeah. And like his stuff plays well enough to where, you know, he doesn't have to go out there and think I got to get through 6-7 innings. Like his stuff should be able to. It's essentially just an opener. You know,
that's the whole concept of the opener, right? Don't let the guys see him more than once or at max twice through an order, you know? Like,
yeah.
That's the whole idea.
And the biggest thing that's changed with Matt Strom is that they traded for Gregory Soto, who I think they believe is more of a back end lefty option where they don't need Matt Strom. I don't totally know what his role is going to be.
No, it's a really good point.
Like, I think it's going to be like a 4-6 guy, you know, and then like, we'll see what they have. Like maybe turns it, but they paid him good money. And I just think that, you know, they got Soto, they got Alvarado. I think those are their end of game lefties. So maybe he's like but he's too good. He should be too good to be a long man. So
yeah. And also he's too he's too good against left-handed hitters too. Like you feel like that you get that guy to get big outs in those spots against left-handed hitters, you know?
Yeah. So he's going to be a bit of a rotating door here. You know, I think some games you'll see him 7-8. And then he's going to have to pitch in the fourth, fifth, sixth, you know, maybe against the Padres or whatever, when Soto's coming up, like you got to get him out in the fourth or fifth and then, you know, leave him for the bigger options later. So
guys are valuable for what it's worth. Like 100%. If you can get someone who can be versatile like that and, you know, give you two or three here or start open a game for you, like that is a valuable guy to have on a roster, even if it's not a sexy type of guy.
Yeah. I guess my only concern with Strom and with doing this, and it's out of the Phillies' control now. Like it's not there's injuries. But I think we talked about this a couple podcasts ago, but it puts way more pressure on Wheeler, Nola, Taiwan Walker, like to take down some innings. Because if they don't, then if you're only anticipating four innings from Matt Strom on like a good day, then it's like, okay, well now we're taxing our bullpen so early into a season. So they're going to have to be careful here, because obviously you don't want to come out and bang 6-7 innings from Wheeler, Nola. Obviously in a perfect world, that's fine. But like, you don't want to run their arms into the ground in April. Like we need those guys good to go in July, August, September. So,
October.
it's going to be really, really tricky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.